Hello and welcome back to another episode of Into the 99, where we've got 99 cards, because Commander's number one. I am one of your hosts, Daniel. I am joined today with Brian. Brian, how's it going?
Oh, not bad at all on this foggy Silent Hill day here in Calgary.
Yeah, you keep saying it's so foggy. It wasn't too bad when I was outside, but it must have changed drastically. Or I guess you're kind of far away. I can't
even see the field across the street from me.
True. Maybe Brian's lost in a dream.
Yeah.
Please wake me up. We have no Slothy this weekend, although Slothy is technically with us. That's not me calling him a ghost. He's in the room. But we were going to do one of Slothy's decks, but we're changing it up this week. We're going to do Rhea, because I really like Rhea. It's fun, and because I'm not going to take Slothy's deck from him. I want him to explain the glory of his Imidane.
Slothy's got the case of the hums.
Yeah, the hum. let's jump right into what Rhea is, because I love this commander. I really keep just buying this card because it's great. Rhea Ivor, before I even tell you what the card is the hero of Bladehold from like original Mirrodin with the battle cry, just Phyrexianized into something like kind of a Phyrexian evil version of that card. And I loved that card. That's the attack and swing. I literally call the Leonin Warchief here. I don't even know if that's the right name. Because I call it Hero of Cathold. I only call it Hero of Cathold, you know? this is a fun card. It was interesting seeing them revisit like such cool old cards, and the Hero of Bladehold becoming the Bane of Bladehold is pretty interesting to me overall. But the card's annoying, and that's why I like this card. It's just funny. I really like it. Yeah. It's
Sherman plays this guy too, so I'm really interested to see how you built it from what I remember of him playing it.
You played this against me, Brian.
I played this against you
100%. Yes, I will wait until the list specifically for you to read one card, and then you'll remember the game with no problem. Just wait.
I think I do remember you killing me.
No, just wait. Rhea Ivor, Bane of Bladehold, is 2/1 white, 1 black for a 3/4. Fairly decent stats at 4 mana. Has battle cry. Whenever this creature attacks, each other attacking creature gets 1/0 until end of turn. And at the beginning of combat on your turn, the next time target creature would deal combat damage to one or more players this turn, prevent that damage. If damage is prevented this way, create that many 1/1 colorless Phyrexian Might artifact creature tokens with Toxic 1, and this creature can't block. So you have a Orzhov Infect deck, but I really like this because this deck, I think, makes you need to politic. You can't get around politicking with this, because this isn't when the creature deals damage, it's when it hits. So you want to talk people into letting you somehow bonk them, probably with Rhea or with whatever your biggest creature is, so you can make these mites, and the mites can kill the rest of the table. Or if you're like me, you might just like to fill the table with them. You know what I'm saying? Brian knows what I'm saying.
That's such a bad
pun. Brian, let me out. The deck is called Mighty Politics. I really, really like this deck. It's a super fun deck to play. I like decks that make you talk to the table. This is going to be one of the ones that I bring out to the face-to-face event, obviously. Oh, and Kibo. I've got to talk about that in a minute, too. But I'll be bringing this one out to face-to-face specifically because it's fun to talk to other players, and it's kind of got some elements of group hug. Versus, like, if you don't want to make a deal with me, I will force you to make a deal with me. A little bit of nuclear arms deal making, but it's a good time.
I already see one of the cards that makes me laugh.
Yeah. So the reason, really quickly, if you are coming out to the Calgary event, you'll get to play my Kibo make bananas deck. I'm gonna go bananas. that's a really, really fun deck to play. So that'll be a good time.
Yeah, they announced some really cool tokens. So if you are coming, there's a banana token and an insect one. But the banana is the gem.
Yeah, right? It should be pretty fun.
I need banana tokens.
So I need many banana tokens.
I keep buying bananas, but they keep going bad, so I keep buying bananas.
I always want to do that every time I play Kibo. I want to get bunches of bananas and just start passing them out of the table.
There you go. Here's a banana. You need potassium.
Banana peels all over the table. Let's jump into my artifact section. Pretty simple. We have a charcoal diamond, 2 mana, tapped, you add a black. Simple.
I like it. I like these ones. And the next one here we have is Infernal Idol. 3 colorless, tap to add 1 black. I haven't seen this one before, but it looks like it's from Jumpstart. One and two black to tap it. Sacrifice the Infernal Idol, and you draw two cards, and you lose two life. I like it.
Yeah, not bad for later. Good early. We've got an Inherited Envelope. Three mana. When Inherited Envelope enters, the ring tempts you, and add one mana of any color. And just to get back up to it, the ring tempts you, ruling specifically. Where's my ruling? Whenever the ring tempts you, you make a creature your ring bearer. Where is the ring bearer ability? This will take
token. The token rules. The Tolkien rules.
So your ring bearer is legendary, can't be blocked by creatures with greater power, which does make us happy with Rhea, because we don't want people to block and kill Rhea while we swing Rhea, because, you know, we want Rhea to hit and not do damage. That's the best way you're going to politics through Rhea. So giving Rhea unblockable, giving Rhea untargetable, any of those kind of things are really cool in this deck. I was going to go the Whisper Soak Shroud route, but I like to be able to target Rhea, and it just seemed like a large, heavy investment that would turn it into a removal target when I tried to equip.
Does it play Shroud? Is it Shroud and not Hexproof?
Yeah, it's Shroud when it gets on. It's unblockable, which is great. But then, like I said, it's a pretty heavy card investment into getting it into it. And we don't want Rhea to be a target. We don't want people to see it as a threat. We want to say,
yep,
gonna hit you. It's gonna do no damage to you. It's prevented. I'm just making my mites. Just let me make a few mites. They can't even block your creatures if you decide to betray me later on, so don't worry. Right? But the ring bearer does help us. So Inherited Envelope is a great inclusion.
It's always the future.
Yeah, right.
When they betray us.
Yeah, it's not if, it's when. Because they will. They will betray us.
The next one is Phyrexian Atlas, and always love the art when I see this. Three colorless, tap to add one mana of any color, and corrupted. When Phyrexian Atlas becomes tapped, each opponent who has three or more poison counters loses one life.
That's something we can actually trigger for once. I just put this in because I like it as a mana rock.
Yeah, you can actually use it in this deck.
Yeah, right?
Or fully use it.
We have a Relic of Legends, another three mana rock. You tap to add one mana of any color. You tap an untapped legendary to also add one mana of any color. Not bad, especially if it comes out the turn Rhea's down and you want to cast something else.
Yep, I got two mana. Then obviously we got our Soul Ring, one colorless, tap to add two.
The next one's actually really, really great for us. Symmetry Matrix. I've been putting this deck into this card in so many decks. It's a four mana artifact. Whenever a creature with power equal to its toughness enters, you can pay one if you do draw a card. That's just a phenomenal draw engine. Brian, let me hit you for three. I just want to draw three cards and try help us both out. I have to kill Slothy. He's a problem. He's a real menace.
I allow it.
Yeah, right.
He really is a problem.
Yeah.
He can't defend himself right now.
it's definitely a solid one.
This one I don't believe I've seen, but we have Transmogrant Altar. It did come out in Brother Wars. Three colorless. Black, tap, sacrifice a creature, add three colorless mana. Pay two and tap it, sacrifice a creature, create a 3/3 colorless zombie artifact creature token, activate only as a sorcery.
Our mites can't block, so this is just kind of a nice, if we have extra mana on our turn, turn those 1/1 mites into 3/3 zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty solid trade-off.
Yeah, and a blocker too. Yeah, I like that actually.
Yeah, right.
We could upgrade one mite every turn to a 3/3.
We have great creatures, but we'll get to them last. Let's do sorceries. I'll take the first one, you take the second one. So
sure.
I've got Banishing Slash. It's two white. Destroy up to one target, artifact, enchantment, or tap creature. Then if you control an artifact and an enchantment, create a 2/2 white samurai creature token with vigilance. I just like this piece of removal. I've been playing it a lot more lately.
The artwork's really nice.
Yeah, the fact that it's hitting your artifact, enchantment, or creature at two, not bad.
We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Oh dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off?
The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out the Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
No, not at all. The next one we have is Cruel Entertainment, 6 and a black. Choose target player and another target player. The first player controls the second player during the second player's next turn. And the second player controls the first player during the first player's next turn. I remember this card
deck. Yeah, it's I just love this. Like in any Orzhov politics kind of deck, you got to throw a little bit of shady deals into them, right? So the Cruel Entertainment's really fun to trade turns around. I gave my friend Tyrone and I gave Tyrone Brian's turn, Brian Tyrone's turn. So they both like blew each other's lands up and sacrificed all their creatures and stuff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember. I knew
you would remember him blowing your lands up and all your hexproof things.
Yeah, because I couldn't get out of it.
Yeah.
I
like that one a lot.
There was no way around it. So yeah, we...
Yeah, like, him casting him your swords.
All my stuff. Yep. Sacrifice this to do this. I do this to do this. Oh, no.
It was pretty funny. Cruel Entertainment does get pretty literally entertaining. Right? Yeah. We've got our dark deal because we're politicsing. 2 and a black, each player discards all the cards in his or her hand, then draws that many cards -1. I really, really like that refill option of I've got nothing I need. Okay, well, let me hit you with Rhea a few times. Going to do new damage to you, but it's all good. And they're like, okay, I wheel away. We're all good.
I like wheels. It's always a good time. Not always, actually. I'll be honest. The next one we have is Gruesome Fate, 2 and a black. Each opponent loses 1 life for each creature you control. Gross.
Yeah. A pretty nice ender there if we can't get through. I might not be able to get through someone's pillow fort that they've built up from the ground, but I can make them lose a lot of life.
I actually haven't seen that card. That's great for
anything token heavy,
hungry people.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid one. I like
Golgari Sapperlings.
Yes, it's I run it in a lot of things that are like the slime foot kind of thing.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a fun one. We also have, I want to take this one to this Infernal Offering. I really like this as a fun group hug. 4 and a black, choose an opponent, you and that player each sack a creature. Each player who sacked a creature this way draws 2 cards. Again, we're throwing our might away. Whoever's at the table may have a creature they don't want and need that draw to try to get some mana. Then you choose an opponent, return a creature from your graveyard to the battlefield, then they return one from their graveyard. Oh, just all around great at all points of the game.
You can always get your creature back.
You can always get your creature back because it is after.
Yep. I don't know. You play with a lot of cards that I rarely ever see. And yeah. I like it. Every time we do a deck tech on one of yours, I'm like, oh, I need to write this down. I
play a lot of weird cards.
You do. The next sorcery we have is Jailbreak. 1 and a white. Sorcery. Return target permanent card in an opponent's graveyard to the battlefield under their control. When that permanent enters the battlefield, return up to 1 target permanent card with equal or lesser mana value from your graveyard to the battlefield. A lot of word.
I like that card a lot, though.
It's not bad.
Well, and the other thing, too, again, we're trying to make friends. We don't just want to make enemies with our Endless Might army. Someone has to be the enemy. Someone's getting swung on with these mites. But the...
I just might.
The Jailbreak is really fun because if somebody blows up something that you care about a lot, like your Seedborn kind of thing, right? Saying, here's your Seedborn back. I just want something that is annoying people back. I really, really like the ability to bring things back for other people.
Mm-hmm. What is it? There's the other card. I think it's it came from Strixhaven that if I do it, you can do it.
The demonstrate like kind of, yeah, mechanics. Yeah. Our next one is to deal with people who are playing like us, which is Legions to Ashes. 1, 1 white, 1 black. You exile target non-land permanent opponent controls and all tokens with the same name as that permanent. Great removal overall. It's just a phenomenal piece, but the fact that you can take out every token, someone's scoot swarming a little too hard, no problem.
Scoot swarms.
Yeah. Take them all to exile. And then you don't trigger thousands of death triggers, right? Because a lot of token players are animals who want to be able to have those death triggers. It's me.
The next one that we have here is Knight's Whisper, 1 and a black. You draw two cards and you lose two life.
I like that early.
I always run these.
Yeah. And then we end our sorceries with this White Sun's Twilight. X, double white. You gain X life. We love it. You create X1/1 colorless Phyrexian Might artifact creature tokens with toxic and they can't block. We love it. And then if X is 5 or more, you destroy all other creatures. Womp, womp. Womp, womp, womp. This is a really, really budget deck, by the way. I was going to say, you can upgrade this a lot if you anoint a procession or things to double up your tokens. But this is like a $100 deck. Wreck. You get what you want. You get what you get. Get what you get with $100, all right?
I had no other budget. All my other decks were so much.
To be honest, this is it's been such a fun deck to play. Missing from my list, it's not upgraded, but I did put a Rogue's Passage in. Rogue's Passage should be in just so you can, if no one wants to be your friends, you're in a group that doesn't like politics, well, then you force the politics.
Yep. It's happening, nonetheless.
Yeah. We have an, every time Slothy's absent, I've got an instant and sorcery section that he'd be proud of. Well, proud of may not be the right, but I have an instant and sorcery section.
Well, are we doing the instance next?
Yeah, we'll hit instance. Yeah, we start with a nice game ender. Brian, take it away.
We got a Chroma's Blessing, 2 and a white. Creatures you control gain protection from the color of your choice until end of turn.
Gross.
I ran this in my cleric's deck.
It also has cycling. It's good. We can draw if we need. A lot
looking for what it is.
Alert of our instant section is for when people don't want to deal with Rhea. So our first one we've got is our Armor of Shadows. 1 black, until end of turn, target creature gets 1-0 and gains indestructible. You want to try to turn your back on my deal? That's okay. We'll swing the indestructible.
Elder's Gate?
I believe so, yeah.
I need to get me some of these.
Yeah, right.
Those are new. I like it. I like all those protection spells. They're so good.
I'll take the next one too. It's just a simple dark ritual, a 1 black mana add 3. Really nice way to get Rhea out like on a turn 2 kind of thing and start swinging.
Yeah, drop the black, then second turn, white, dark ritual. We're good. Yeah, I'll take this next card so you can have that baby there.
Oh, I just thought you'd like this next one.
Oh, I think you like the next one too.
I do. But
we've got Feign Death, 1 and a black. Or sorry, just a black. Until end of turn, target creature gains. When this creature dies, return to the battlefield tapped under its owner's control with a +1/+1 counter on it. I do like this card.
I really like this card a lot. It's so fun to be able to, again, save Rhea if people are trying to be a jerk. But like I've told you, this whole point of this deck is to make friends and convince someone to let me smash them in the face with Rhea so I can make my might tokens. They can't block, they can't do anything.
Someone.
But if someone else kills, like Brian's got a good card, again, Seedborn. Seedborn's the classic Brian. Somebody Doomblades Brian's Seedborn. I say, like, let me keep hitting you with Rhea. I'll bring it back for you. I'll save your commander from going to the command zone, right? I really like the two-sided deals that I can make in this, because we go from something like Feign Death to something like Humble. And if you don't want the deals, you're about to be humbled. 1 and a white. Until end of turn, target creature loses all abilities and has base power toughness 0/1. You know how wild it is to think that you've got me with your big silly flying commander? Oh, I'm going to attack Daniel for 10. Are you?
I'm afraid not.
Yeah. Through failure, we learn our finest lessons in humility. I really like the card Humble. It's such a fun card.
Oh, man. I remember when your brother attacked you with like those big 40-something, and
yeah,
there was like a 20-minute conversation about this.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It's pretty good. It loses all abilities. It's rough.
It'd be also great if it like loses all counters. I think that would
be good, yeah.
The next one here is Lost to Legend, 2 white. Put target non-land historic permanent into its owner's library, 4th from the top.
Funny to cast on commander.
Save your commander.
Save our commander if we need to. Generally, just send it to the command zone. A lot of times, if you're playing against someone like a Dean, someone who's got those cards that phase your things out like out of time, then having extra ways to get rid of your commander and get a command zone is good. But a lot of times it's going to be for really, really annoying artifacts that have come out or people's commanders. Just a 2 mana. Let's put that back in the command zone.
Yeah, that's played a little bit longer.
And especially I like how very easily that gets around an indestructible clause.
Yep.
Destroying nothing. I'm simply putting it away. And keep in mind here, you can do some shady politicsing with it, because you can say, like, listen, if you leave me alone, I will not destroy your commander. And then you can tuck it. You have not broken your deal. You did not destroy their commander. Orzhov politics, everyone. Orzhov politics. Deals sometimes are shady, Brian. You got to read the fine print. You get it. You understand.
It's keywords. I get it.
It is keywords, yeah. We have this Mortify as well. Just how can you not include an Orzhov list? One white, one black. Destroy target creature or enchantment. Great.
Then the next one is Razor Barrier, one and a white. Target permanent gains target permanent you control gains protection from artifacts or from the color of your choice until end of turn.
Yeah, right. Also very fitting that it is like an original Mirrodin card. We're where we should be. I really, really enjoy casting this next one. It's shockingly one of the most expensive cards in the deck, which is funny. It's Reverent Mantra. Three and a white. Instant, you can remove a white card in your hand from the game instead of paying its cost. All creatures gain protection from the color of your choice until end of turn. All, not all yours.
$649 to $129.
It sure is, Ryan. It's there's a real difference in the printings.
That's so much. That's such a huge difference.
Reverent Mantra, especially with how many auras and everything just came out. Protection is like the acronym's debt for anyone who doesn't remember it. Always, they can't be damaged, enchanted, blocked, or targeted. So, a great save, all of us. This saves us all from a Blasphemous Act if we need instant speed. So it's very hard to threat assess something like this that you, because you see me tapped out, you think that okay, well he's tapped, I can kill his creature, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's you're basically force of willing that stuff, but you can. If you're up against something like a Light Pause, like we did Yenna last week, right? Like a Yenna, and there's a bunch of auras on a creature, everything's pro white. Boop, all your auras gone. Yeah. Don't look at me like that. Reverent Mantra's great.
Yeah. But I do, I like you mentioned, the whole Blasphemous Act thing. Like a board wipe's coming, and you can give the protection from them in the color of your choice. Like
a really fun thing, too, is that you can. In someone's declare attack steps after they've declared attackers, you can be like, everything is pro green. Brian can't block with green creatures. All creatures are pro green.
Oh, it's time.
Yeah, right. It's time for me to go.
I know when it's time for me to die. Yeah,
time for me to pack this stuff up. I really, really like casting Reverent Mantra. I think it's just a fun card you don't see.
Actually, it's always Daniel that kills.
Sometimes. I know what I'm doing.
The next one here is Spare from Evil. One and a white. Creatures you control gain protection from non-human creatures until end of turn.
We give
more coffee. Wow.
We give a little, we take a little, right? Those mites...
Again, shady deals. I get it.
Those mites are able to get through pretty easy if you just have that. Okay, two mana of my things are protection from. It lets you talk a lot of good trash, you know? You're just like, I'm going to kill you next turn. They've got like 50 tokens, 50 Scootswarms, and they're like, I would like to see you try. And
all right, give me one turn.
then I spare them from evil. We also,
don't worry, we're not to let anything happen to you.
Again, it's also super annoying when people want to block our commander and they don't want to do deals with us. So you want to throw your big blocker in and show me how big and tough you are and kill my commander? Sudden spoiling. One double black, split second. Until end of turn, creatures target player lose control, lose all abilities, and have base power and toughness 0/2. You're killing zero of my mites, and your commander's dying.
I absolutely love this. I saw it played on, I think it was Card Knights or whatever it is on there. But guy swings out, and all of a sudden, sun spoiling, all the creatures are now 0/2s, and...
Yeah, you think you've got just the game ender,
jumped.
Right? Yeah, you think you've got that game locked, and you swing out. All right. So what's up?
What are these 0/2s? You say?
Right. I accept the damage from 180 0/2s, and now I'm coming at you with a bang.
And they're all tapped.
Yeah. Right.
Enjoy the revenge. The next one we have is Supernatural Stamina, one black. Until end of turn, target creature gets +2/+0. And gains whenever this creature dies, return it to the battlefield tapped under its owner's control.
More deals. We're happy.
Or your stuff if you're getting targeted.
Yeah, right. I like it both ways. Offense, defense. Again, we can offensively pull it like politics with it and just say, hey, I'm going to save your creature. Remember this. Remember who saved you on this day. Or again,
so I could kill you later.
Yeah, just the mites might get you. We also have Surge of Salvation. I really enjoy this one a lot. One white, you and permanents you control gain hexproof until end of turn. Prevent all damage that black and red sources would deal to creatures you control this turn. Again, we're going to get Blasphemous Act with a deck like this. We have a lot of creatures.
Yep.
Yeah, right? So that's going to be our biggest threat, is that one mana, 13 damage to everything, clear the board slate. And we've got multiple things that are just finally giving us that.
I always play this card wrong, like every time. I always think it's like a heroic intervention, but in white, and it's not.
Yeah, they're not. They're definitely not indestructible, but.
Yeah. And I'm just like, ha ha. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, never mind.
Yeah, Surge of Salvation is pretty cool.
The next one I noticed you have, but not the other. We got Swords to Plowshare. One white, exile target creature. Its controller gains life equal to its power.
As always, I had a big trouble cutting this list down. I don't play a lot of Path to Exile.
It's my standard removal. I prefer to exile over damage.
Path is a pretty phenomenal card, especially with the justification of I'm group hugging, guys. I'm just helping Brian get a land, right? It's great for that. I like to, again, it's not that I'm exiling your creature. I'm helping you gain life. I'm helping you in the future. You know how funny it is?
I guess so.
You know how funny it is to try and make a politics thing? Hey, Brian, don't swing at me. I'll help you gain life. And then you say, okay. And then I get to my turn when I finally have the untapped mana and I exile your commander with this. Sure, your friends might be upset. But again, it is funny. They'll learn to articulate their deals better.
Yeah, I gave you life. The deal was done.
Yeah. The contract is fulfilled. Move on, old man.
you're so mean.
Oh, I love it. We have a Take Up the Shield. One and a white, you put a 1/1 counter on target creature, it gains lifelink and indestructible till end of turn. I have to remember to buy one of these as well. There we go.
I might have, like, I think when I first came back, I bought a box of the set. I'm gonna have to.
I'm sure you've got lots of these. They're a great card. Again, in both ways, we don't have to just use it on us. We can use it on something else. You can make friends and deep, deep enemies.
Oh. And then with that, we make friends with Daniel, and then all of a sudden, we have a tragic slip. One black target creature gets -1/-1 until end of turn. Morbid, target creature gets -13/-13 till end of turn. Instead, if a creature died this turn.
Yeah, this is a cool one. Again, it's, you block my mites? Sure, your commander becomes a -Emrakul. I like it. We have this Utter End. 2/1 white, 1 black, exile target non-land permanent. Just phenomenal. Get things out of there.
Yeah, I really enjoy the exile removal. I'd rather not have stuff come back. So same thing with this one, Vanishing Verse. 1 white, 1 black, exile target mono-colored permanent.
Yeah. And then I've been putting this into so many decks that I just love to be aggressive with Commander. You cannot pass. 1 white, destroy target creature that blocked or was blocked by a legendary creature this turn. This is specifically to remove things that dare to stand in front of Rhea. If I swing at you and you don't, like, you want to block my creature, I'm destroying it with this. You cannot pass.
Oh, geez there, Daniel. I really don't want to stand in front of you.
You get nothing. Yeah, I'm preventing the damage. Just take it. Take it all.
I think we have enchantments next.
Yeah, we'll do enchantments next. We have a lot of people in my playgroup that can't die to damage a lot of times. They can't die to damage. Yes, exactly. So it's Brian. Brian's the problem. There's just a lot of, you need alternate win cons in my play group a lot of the time. There, you get locked out, you need something else, right? So we've got our poison counters. We have our gruesome fate where we have the life loss. Our first enchantment kind of deals with that as well. We've got the campaign of vengeance, which is what I undertake anyone who might challenge me, Brian. 3/1 white, 1 black. Whenever a creature you control attacks, defending player loses a life and you gain a life.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah, pretty solid. I swing 50 mites.
I lose 50 life.
Yeah, you lose 50. I gain 50. We're back to good.
The next one I really enjoy, which is Etchings of the Chosen. 1 white, 1 black. As Etchings of the Chosen enter the battlefield, choose a creature type. It might be mites.
Nope.
Creatures you control of the chosen type get +1/+1. You can pay 1, sacrifice a creature of the chosen type. Target creature you control gains indestructible until end of turn.
We're choosing Phyrexian because Rhea is a Phyrexian knight.
Oh, and the mites are so Phyrexian,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, creating 1/1 colorless Phyrexian mites. So, yeah, we're pumping the commander. We're pumping Rhea. like we're pumping the mites. Everything's good in this card. And again, a one mana sacrifice to keep your commander alive.
Anything alive, yeah.
Again, just being able to dump some mana late game into surviving a board wipe, also great.
I really like that.
Yeah, right? We have this Force of Virtue, 2 double white. It's not your turn. You can exile a white card from your hand rather than pay its cost. Flash, creatures you control, get 1/1. Pretty good.
That's cool, too.
Yeah, pretty good to combat Flash. Pretty good to just Flash if you've got a little bit of extra mana at an end step. And pretty funny overall if you, oh, he's only got 1/1s, whatever. I'll swing a few things at it. And then suddenly you got a bunch of creatures dying.
Yeah, I got 2/2s. Then we have Oubliette. 1/2 black. When Oubliette enters the battlefield, target creature phases out until Oubliette leaves the battlefield. Tap that creature as it phases in this way.
Which is nice. Wow. So even when they get it back, it comes tapped.
That's not bad.
That's great. You can't command zone phasing.
Gross.
Yeah, this locks your commander away. You don't have enchantment removal. Oh, no. Oh, no. oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
Which is so many people. Yeah.
You're playing mono red. That sucks. No. Whoops. Better draw your Chaos Warp.
Same thing.
Yeah. Oh, Chaos Warps it right back to Oubliette. No.
I choose the same creature.
Right. We've got a Phyrexian Arena. It's on theme. 1 double black. Beginning of your upkeep, you draw a card, you lose a life. It's great. It's on theme. It's what we need.
Not a Phyrexian enchantment. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, right.
Then we have Skrelv's Hive. We got the home of all the mites. 1 and a white. At the beginning of your upkeep, you lose 1 life and create a 1/1 colorless Phyrexian mite artifact creature token with toxic 1, and this creature can't block. If you got corrupted, as long as an opponent has 3 or more poison counters, creatures you control with toxic have lifelink.
Not bad, not bad.
I deal poison counters, and I gain life.
Right. We also have this Tokazia's Welcome, 2 and a white. Whenever 1 or more creatures with mana value 3 or less enters under your control, draw a card. Triggers only once a turn. But again, we're making lots of mites. So even like with a Skrelv's Hive out, you know, we lose a life, we get a draw. It's pretty solid overall for a deck that's making 1/1s. A Skull Clamp would be great in this deck, but I couldn't find any.
That it would.
Yeah, Skull Clamp's wonderful.
Then we have Unquestioned Authority. 2 and a white enchant creature. When Unquestioned Authority enters the battlefield, draw a card. Enchanted creature has protection from creatures. That's a good one.
Yeah, Rhea's getting through no matter what. Shaklonk.
Only the ancestors should be revered.
Shaklonk, am I right?
I'm getting old enough now. I'm an ancestor.
Yeah, right. We've got a lot of, like I said, we have a lot of ways to use those sections in our favor, get a lot of stuff going on. And then I tried to keep that semi-mostly politics theory alive in the creature section too. Brian, you could start us off with this one because I know you like this one too.
Ooh, buddy, I love it. We are starting off with Breena the Demigod. 1 white black bird warlock flying. Whenever a player attacks one of your opponents, if that player has more life than the other opponent, that attacking player draws a card, and you put 2+1/+1 counters on a creature you control.
Yeah, right. We want to prevent the damage from Rhea. So, again, it's not scary. I'm just trying to make more mites, right?
Man, I didn't know Breena was $10 now. Well, $11.
I don't think it is. It says 99 cents on my thing over here.
Okay. And this is the extended art one.
But oh, yeah. Probably, yeah. This is just the normal commander one over on the list I have here. We have Champions of Minas Tirith, 5 and a white, 4/6 human soldier. When it enters, you become the monarch. I say it every time. I love that mechanic. Begin combat on each of your turn. If you're the monarch, that opponent may pay X, where X is the number of cards in their hand. If they don't, they can't attack you. Just, again, a pretty solid stay away from me thing. And a really easy way to trade monarch back and forth with your buddies, right? You can hit me if I can hit you with Rhea.
Yep. Ooh, would it still happen though? Because you technically prevent the damage.
I'd hit you with Rhea and a mite.
All right.
But I'd give. So but I'd
a
give
poison token.
Yeah, but I'd give you it back. I swear. You gotta believe me. The mites can't block anyways.
Turns. Only got 10 turns. The next one we got here is Cliffside Rescuer, 1 and a white, core soldier, vigilance. You can tap it, sacrifice Cliffside Rescuer. Target permanent you control gains protection from each of your opponents until end of turn, and it's a 2/2. That's neat.
Yeah, the protection from each of your opponents is pretty cool. We have a Cruel Celebrant as well. We're making so many tokens that you're gonna see this package for sure. A black and a white for a 1/2 vampire. When it or another creature or planeswalker you control dies, each opponent loses the life you gain a life. Really insulates us from a board wipe.
Yeah. Don't blow my stuff up or you're gonna lose a whole lot of life.
Yeah.
Then right. We have Daxos, Blessed by the Sun. 2 white. Demigod, Daxos toughness is equal to your devotion to white, and whenever another creature you control enters the battlefield or dies, you gain 1 life.
Yep. Again,
really like the foil constellation of him. Looks really nice.
I really liked all of those ones, to be honest. This whole section of the demigods, I like them. The losing all my mites isn't great. It's not wonderful. It's not what we want. It might wreck our game.
Not a fun time.
You know? But I'm going to make this pun all day, Brian. The fact that we can just gain so much life back so quickly is wonderful. The next one, too, I have another that I haven't seen so far, but I really enjoy playing this one. It's come out a few times when I've played it. First off, the flavor text is much must be risked in war. I agree. So it's 1/1 white, 1 black. This is Denethor, Ruling Steward, a 2/4 human noble. At the beginning of your end step, if a creature died under your control this turn, you create a 1/1 white human soldier token. Awesome. But as a mana sink, 2, sack another creature, each opponent loses a life and you gain a life.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, I really like being able to, again, power sink into that life loss instead of damage.
Yep. Because a lot of people, there's not really many cards that are prevent loss. It's usually damage.
Yeah, exactly. It's prevent the next X damage. Loss generally can't be mitigated.
And the next one I absolutely love, it's Elis Ilkor, Sadistic Pilgrim, 1 white, 1 black, Phyrexian Core Cleric, Death Touch. Whenever another creature enters the battlefield under your control, you gain 1 life. Whenever another creature you control dies, each opponent loses 1 life, and that's a 2/2.
Yeah, I think overall that one, it having Death Touch makes it so rough to swing into.
Yep.
Right?
Do you want to block it and lose something, or do you want to attack me?
Elis is a scary blocker. And again, a 2/2 that's saving us. Like we're gaining life, we're losing life. It's really well statted.
I really enjoyed him as my
commander.
My commander for
I haven't seen you play that one in a while.
Aristocrats. I don't know. I've been kind of moving pieces from inside that deck into other decks.
That's fair.
I gotta probably piece it back together.
Hopefully you have. Are you gonna have Ariette for the event?
I'm hoping. I gotta really put some time into
it. I think that's another potential Orzhov politics deck. Just a different kind. I think that's fun. We also have this Erebos Bleakhearted. 3 and a black for a 5/6 legendary enchantment creature god. That one's really statted up. As long as your devotion to black is less than 5, it's not a creature. Whenever another creature you control dies, you can pay 2 life if you do draw a card. Awesome. And then pay 1 and a black, sack another creature. Target creature gets -2/-1. Really phenomenal, just indestructible remover.
Yep. The minuses is great.
Yeah, right.
We then have Fane the Broker, 2 and a black human warlock. Tap, sacrifice a creature, put 2/+1/+1 counters on target creature. It doesn't have to be yours, which is great. Tap, remove a counter from a creature you control, create a treasure token. Or tap it, sacrifice an artifact to create a 2/1 white and black inkling creature token with flying. And then we can pay 3 and a black to untap Fane the Broker.
Do you know why this is so good?
The untapping ability?
The mites are artifacts.
Oh, yeah, then that works.
So we're able to pump counters onto Rhea at instant speed if we want. No problem. Mm-hmm. But we're also able to generate a ton of flying blockers if we
Flyers.
Need.
Flyers. Yeah.
Turn our 1/1s with toxic into 2/1 with flying.
This is I see this deck as an evolution deck now, because you can take your mites into inklings.
Yeah, right. Or into zombies, yeah.
Zombies, yeah.
Yeah, I think Fane really does a cool thing. It gives us that ramp if we really need it. But mostly, we have a small 1/1 counter theme in here with things like Arbrina, etc., right? A Cathar's Crusade would be crazy in the deck. So would the Landfall Felidar Retreat, where all your creatures get like 1/1. Those kind of spreading it out.
And the new white.
Yeah. The Virtue. Yeah, where it untaps. Again, this was I wanted to keep this deck mostly on theme of like making deals, be they good or bad deals. They are still deals.
Sorry, I wasn't going to say the Virtue. I was going to say the Craterhoof.
Oh, yes. The new flying one.
Mm-hmm.
Craterhoof at home. Yeah, we also have this Firemane Commando. I've been putting this into every deck I can lately. I really like it. It's 3 and a white for a 4/3 Angel Soldier with flying. Whenever you attack with 2 or more creatures, you draw a card. Whenever another player attacks with 2 or more creatures, they draw as long as they didn't attack you. Again, it's helping them. It's helping us. Giving us draw because we're going to generally attack with Rhea. And a lot of times I trigger this by saying like, hey, like I'm going to throw a 1/1 mite with toxic at you and Rhea. Let me hit you with Rhea. Kill the mite. I don't care.
Yep. I just want to draw.
Yep. I just want my draw.
Then we have the Keen Duelist, 1 and a black human wizard. At the beginning of your end step, you and target opponent each reveal the top card of your library. You each lose life equal to the mana value or the card of the card revealed by the other player. You each put that card you revealed into your hand, and this is a 2/2.
Yeah, you don't want to do this to the Yuriko player. You lose life for theirs, they lose life for yours.
Draco or whatever.
Yeah, I lose 16 life. Oof, I get a land. Oof, big hurts.
Yeah, or 1.
Yeah, right. But I do think the Keen Duelist is pretty fun. It's kind of punishes both of us a little bit, but it's unbiased card draw, right? It's yep. Here you go, you can have this.
And I get a sneak peek at their top card.
Yeah, you get to see a little bit of what's going on there. We have our Loyal Warhound as well. 1 and a white for a 3/1 dog. You got that dog in him. Vigilance. When Loyal Warhound enters, if an opponent controls more lands, you may search for a basic planes, put it onto the battlefield, taps, then shuffle. I just like this as ramp.
Paladin Steed is a celestial spirit in animal form.
The artwork's pretty silly. If you really spend a minute looking at it, it's pretty silly.
Oh, body.
Yeah.
The next one we have here is Lunanark Veteran, 1 white, human cleric. Whenever another creature enters the battlefield under your control, you gain 1 life, and then disturbed for a white and a... sorry, 1 and a white. Does this flip?
Mm-hmm. I got the backside up here. It's Luminous Phantom is the backside, a 1/1 spirit cleric with flying. Whenever another creature you control leaves the battlefield, you gain a life. And if Luminous would be put into a graveyard from anywhere, exile it. Easy peasy.
I like it.
You can have this next one, Brian. Go ahead. You know what? I'll take this one. We got the Mirkwood Bats. 3 and a black for a bat, 2/3. Whenever you create or sacrifice a token, each opponent loses the life. Womp womp.
A really good card.
Yeah, right. Mirkwood Bats is pretty phenomenal. I was going to say, at least it's not when a token dies, right? This is more specifically for like your food deck, your treasure token kind of things. But again, solid.
Well, but it's with your mites. If you create.
Yeah, 6. If I'm creating 10 mites, it still hurts a lot. It's 30 damage.
It's a problem.
Yeah, 30 loss. Oof.
We do have Mother of Runes, 1 white, human cleric. Target creature you control gains protection from the color of your choice until end of turn. 1/1.
A really good early game one. We have another one I don't see very often. It's from the 40k decks. It's Naam Shai Murad. 2/1 white, 1 black. Also a great alternate commander for the deck. 3/3 human rogue with rogue trader. When Naam Shai Murad deals combat damage to a player, you may have that player return target permanent from their graveyard to their hand. If you do, that player chooses a permanent in your graveyard, then puts it onto the battlefield under your control.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I really like this card. I want to build this into its own deck, but again, it's something you never find because it's from the 40k decks, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, like I just think that'd be a really fun to run like an unearth theme kind of deck where it's lots of getting things into your grave and then you bonk them, they get their card back, then they have to choose something to give you back. That's fun.
Please, be nice. Give me something good.
Yeah, right?
I'll let you take your boy, Dan.
I was going to say, I really do like this one too.
I'll let you take your boy.
Nils is so fun. I wish Nils had a partner. If Nils had partner, I'd have 50 Nils decks. It's Nils Discipline Enforcer, 2 and a white for a 2/2 human cleric. legendary creature. At the beginning of your end step, for each player, put a 1/1 counter on up to one target creature that that player controls. It's great. We're pumping the board for them. Each creature with one or more counters on it can't attack you or a planeswalker you control unless its controller pays X, where X is the number of counters on those creatures. That's so good.
Yeah.
This into Atraxa is brutal. You know, you dump a thing on Atraxa because it's not the number of 1/1 counters. It's the number of counters. That shield counters, like anything like that. It's any kind of counters. Pay one.
Yeah, it's really fun. I really enjoyed it when we were playing our pre-con league.
A lot of people don't trigger nils on themselves, though. You give your end step for each player, not each opponent, each player. You get a 1/1 counter. So you're also pumping your creatures with this.
My creatures can't attack me even more than what they already can't.
Yeah, right. The white background is pretty good too, but again, just really hard to cut. It's really hard to cut the list down in something like this.
Okay. What does the white background do?
I'm just pulling it up here. It's I run it in a bunch of decks. It is where is this card? It's got a cool ability with counters, just like the normal ones that I like.
Okay.
But I can't find it. Let me gather research. Brian, you read the next one while I read.
Sure. We have the Orzhov Advocate, 2W human advisor. At the beginning of your upkeep, each player may put 2+1/+1 counters on a creature they control. If a player does, creatures that player controls can't attack you or a planeswalker you control until your next turn. 1/4.
That's also another really cool one. I really like the ability to just get, you know?
I like that the two kind of pair off with one another, Nils and the Orzhov Advocate.
Yeah, this one's they may, but again, I may put them on my creature as well. Then I can't attack.
They should have gave the Orzhov Advocate a name.
Yeah, right?
Like, this is Prudence and Nils.
I really genuinely enjoy that one. I'm just trying to... It's Noble Heritage is the other option. It's 1W, it's legendary background. Commander creatures you have, when this creature enters or the beginning of your upkeep, each player may put 2/1 counters on a creature they control. For each opponent who does, you gain protection from that player until your next turn.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, I run that in my Kenrith skip my turns deck.
You're Batman.
Yeah, so people take a bunch. They're like, oh yeah, no problem. I'll put my counters on and then I skip 50 turns. So I have protection from them for 50 turns. They can't hit me. It's fun.
Yeah, that's good.
I really should do the skip the turns deck at some point.
Like to hear about the skip the dishes, I'm hungry. If you want to hear about the skip the turns deck, comment below.
Maybe I'll put that list up as like an article for Patreon. That's a cool one too. We also have the Scholar of New Horizons. It is 1W. Enters with a 1/1 counter on it. You remove a 1/1 counter from a permanent you control, which is good. We've got a lot of permanent stuff. Search your library for planes, reveal it if opponent controls more lands you can put onto the battlefield. If you don't, you put it into your hand. Solid ramp, and we're in a mini 1/1 counter theme.
Yep. I like the artwork for this one.
It's cool, right?
Then we have Skrelv, the Defector Mite, 1W. We talked about his home earlier. Legendary artifact creature, Phyrexian Mite, Toxic 1, Skrelv Defector Mite can't block. 1 Phyrexian White, tap it. Choose a color. Another target creature you control gains Toxic 1 and Hexproof from the color until end of turn. It can't be blocked by creatures of the color of this turn.
I like that a lot. That it's not specifically protection, that it's Hexproof and still the no block. I really enjoy that.
Yep.
Again, a great way to get us through with Rhea.
The bites just look so funny.
Yeah, right. They're pretty silly drawn how they are. I like it a lot.
Same.
Obviously, Skrelv had to be in the deck. This would function really well as a poison counter themed deck with your proliferates, with your other things that actually make mites, or like a charge of the mites, for example. There's lots of cool stuff, but I really try to keep it group hug adjacent.
Yeah, because like you could have put in the black cards from the Phyrexian sets. Each player sacrifices a creature, they each get a poison counter, or each player gets a poison counter and you draw 3 cards. Like there's a couple different black ones.
Yeah, right. Like there's some pretty cool stuff you could do with this. I like to keep it this way. The next two are kind of, again, things that you're going to expect a little bit. Sutra Priest, we got 1W. For a 1/1, whenever another creature enters under your control, you may gain a life. Great. Whenever one enters under an opponent's control, you may have them lose one. If they're out tokening us, maybe. Maybe they just start losing them.
Hard yes.
Yeah, technically, though, it is a made choice, and you can politics that made choice. I won't make you lose your life, but leave me alone.
And let my commander hit you.
Yeah, let Rhea bonk. Rhea bonk for. Right?
No.
Rhea shaklonk for. Shabang of Bladehold.
There we go. The last creature in our set is Zulaport Cutthroat, one and a black human rogue ally. Whenever Zulaport Cutthroat or another creature you control dies, each opponent loses one life, and you gain one life, and it's a 1/1.
It's really fun to just end the game with this. Put this down and swing with like 30 mites. Block them, you die. Don't block them, you die. Choose. You're dying.
Poison counters or damage or life loss.
Then you even have to politics that one at the end. Just be like, listen, you're already going to die. All you're doing right now is saving Slothy from death the next turn. Just take the damage. Let me swing at him. We'll get to the next game faster. You just gotta bully your friends into letting you kill them with mites. Yeah, but Daniel, I'm holding the swords to plowshare. Yeah, but why would you cast it?
I feel like, weren't you playing this deck when I like targeted your commander and then you killed me?
No, that was the game immediately after this one. Okay. Rip Slothy, that's funny, in the chat. Yeah. It's I really, really enjoyed playing this one. The one was Barakos.
Yes.
It wasn't with Inspiring Leader. What was it? Folklore. Or Folk Hero. Yeah, that deck is really, really fun to play, actually. I might bring that one out too. Really quickly, I was going to say, I just show up to the face-to-face event with 15 Orzhov decks. What's up, guys?
I'm here with all my deals.
Yeah. It's all deals, yeah. I'm even getting deals from the vendors on these decks.
With all the tokens that you're making, I think it's the Transmorgan Altar, which you can sacrifice for 3 mana. I guess for me, I usually put in like the other sacrifice outlets of
the altars. The altars are phenomenally better.
Yeah, like I think that would be the other, my only probably addition.
Again,
except I don't know what I would remove.
A skull clamp would be really great in the deck. Like you had mentioned earlier, Mondrak. I always forget Mondrak's a card. It's just so good.
And I have them all.
Yeah, right. Mondrak would be another phenomenal thing to just like dump into the decks there.
Yeah, sacrifice what, 5 tokens or 5 creatures, she becomes indestructible.
I think it's 2.
Yeah, okay, even better.
Yeah, but even still, like you could make this much stronger. The one, like digging deep into the 1/1 counters theme of like, again, like replacing Nils with a Felidar Retreat where everything gets 1/1 on landfall. Sure, like is better, but I built this deck like I build most decks with an idea in mind, and that was that I was going to make shady deals because I like to make shady Orzhov deals.
Oh, no, I'm going to say I love the deals part of this. I really enjoy the deck. I guess like I just typically throw them in so I can speed things up if I really want to, but
I think you would have put in general like a better removal and defense package. Like you'd probably run a Teferi's Protection kind of thing, and you know what I mean? Like the... You know, a smothering would be great in this deck kind of thing too.
Any way that you're making tokens in this deck because of that Mirkwood Bats too, then just any death triggers.
Yeah, right. A Black Market would be really good. And there's lots of like cool things that you could do with this list.
Oh, you don't even have the Soul Sisters in.
Nope. Again, a really hard list to cut down.
Yeah. I'm just thinking all the mites you're making, the Soul Sister triggers, each mite I gain 2 life. You're getting 3 mites per turn. I'm gaining
a fun thing to 6 remember, life. A fun thing to remember too is that Rhea does have Battle Cry. So when you swing out, all those 1/1s are 2/1s, right? That is a lot of extra damage that can come down. Mm-hmm. Especially you flash out like that instant speed Force of Virtue kind of thing. Now there are 3/1s coming at you. You don't block 10 or you don't block 9. You're like, it's not going to kill me. And 9 damage turns to 27 fast.
Yeah. And then you block them and then they start the death triggers. And then there's so much more damage on the stack.
Yeah, I've had a ton of fun playing this one ever since I put it together. It's a $100 deck. Again, it's not one that's going to be out of reach for most people to put together. Yeah. Even an exact printing of, right? Like, you could probably bring this even lower, removing some of your things like a Scrofs Hive, like a Reverent Mantra. Because what's Scrofs Hive has gone down. Oof. Big hurts. Big hurts on the Scrofs Hive.
Tell me about it. But I know you bought so many.
Oh, I bought so many. I like it regardless even. I like things like Bitter Blossom. Another thing would be really fun to put in Bitter Blossom. Just anything making tokens.
Yep.
Yeah, no, Rhea's been a really, really...
Oh, and Sherman enjoys playing it too. Like, I've played against his like two or three times.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, what kind of direction did he go with his?
I think he might have had more Voltron cards to pump up the commander to get the more tokens. So I think that's the route that he took his in.
That makes sense. Rhea's strong. Yeah. If you can always like equipping Rhea with all those swords and stuff, just being like, hey, it's a 15-15. I'm going to hit you with it, but don't worry. We're not going to do the damage. Just know.
I'm a good guy.
Yeah. Eyes on me, you know? Yeah, no, this was a good one. I'm going to bring this one to the event for sure.
I enjoy playing against it. I enjoy decks that make tokens, and I know you're a simple man just like me and want to see how many you can make.
I do like to see how many I can make. I also really like to trade people's turns. I think it's really funny.
Oh, that, yeah. I want to see what's in your hand and play your deck a little bit. You can play mine.
Yeah. Well, it's really fun as well, too. If somebody's getting kind of like messed with at the table by someone, like let's say like player three is bullying player four and stuff like that, you can just give player three your field and just be like, go silly.
Yeah, you can
yeah
somewhat win.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You can help other people get their victory that they need. I give Brian my turn. I have 80 mites and Slothy's been annoying. I have still made the deal that I will not attack. I made no deals what Brian will do with my creatures. I'm a man of my word.
That's good.
I'm a man of my word, but that word is needs to be specific.
That word is shady.
Yeah, that word is shady. But yeah, no, we'll end it there. Like I said, I really have a ton of fun playing this one. There's my outro music. If you like the stuff we're doing and you want to see more of it, go to intothe99.com. We've got lots of articles. All our content goes there. Lots of videos. It's been a really, really busy month for everyone, but we should be back to a pretty normal-ish, I'd say, streaming schedule with like Friday nights and like more gameplay stuff coming out from those ones. So I'm looking forward to doing that again because I've had no time to play and I miss playing my silly games. So yeah,
Daniel.
Yeah, we'll be doing that. Yeah, I think I've only seen Brian once in a few months. It's been ages. Other than that, if you want to come talk with us about decks, we're going to be starting to put up more like bonus stuff as well on Patreon. Come over there. You can be in the chat while we record. We have Thunder in the chat right now. Thunder's great. Thanks for being here as well. Yeah.
Live listening.
Yeah, you can live listen to what we record. We chat lots about building decks, a lot about like the spoilers that come out and everything with Brian was pretty excited about these dinosaur ones. So it's a great place to chat with all that. And then, yeah, other than that, check us out on YouTube. Like, share, subscribe. It really does help people like notice us. Costs you nothing except like a few seconds of your time. So really, why wouldn't you, right?
Which we appreciate.
Yeah. Oh, I should say that, yeah. I'll politics it. Do it or I swing with Rhea.
Non-shady politics,
Yeah, right? And then the final thing is if you are in Edmonton, or in Edmonton, Calgary, Alberta, anywhere of those areas, come check us out at the Face-to-Face Calgary one. Use the promo code INTO99. All one word for a discount off, and yeah, it'll be fun.
And thank you to Thunder War. I'm getting everyone's names here.
Yeah, you got a lot. Let me intro music you again.
Oh, why? Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
We want to say a special thanks to Whipsaw, Thunder, Strange Ronin, and our newest. I hate Discord's new little thing. I can't get his name right. Yep, can't see his name.
Where's your channel, Brian?
Patron one, you know it.
We'll fix this out. I'm not fixing it. I'm not fixing a thing.
If you get here, you can listen to our mix-ups.
Oh, it does just say C. That's funny.
Yeah. Thank you, C.
Yeah. That's really funny. You said us. Yeah. That's pretty good. That's the end. That's the end for now.
Bye, guys.
We'll figure it out. We'll get there.
Pretty sure it's Calvin.
I'm pretty sure it is as well. Calvin, update your name. All right, bye for real.
Bye-bye.